Yo, down to the wire, Fly 1-3, back at it again. Fly Man, what's going on?
What's going on, T? We back, man. Feels good to be back. Another week.
Hey, before we get started, man, big shout out to Doc, man, who just wrapped up the bar.
Let's go, baby.
Doc, we heard from Doc earlier, right before we started the show. He will be back in studio live next week.
Back in studio, man. Cuz out of town, now he back. What a coincidence.
Right. Cuz gone. Doc finally returned. Hey, all these rumors and everything is going to be addressed next week, but we can say Doc will be back in the building next week, and he's officially done with the bar.
Officially.
But man, how you feeling though today?
Hey, I'm feeling good, man. It's just a nice hot day out here in Vegas as always. But you know, we out here chilling, man. A lot of stuff going on in the sports world, you know, all throughout all sports. So it's very, very exciting time. How you feeling today, Chief?
Man, hey, a lot of NFL teams training camp start off. NFL Hall of Fame is next week. The Hall of Fame game is next Thursday, I believe.
Thursday, right? Yeah, I think it's Thursday.
And shoot, from next Thursday, football is back. Football is here.
And we just talked about it before the show. We, you know, football back. You know, the year almost over. Man, that's crazy.
Man, and we will have another, the second annual Down to the Wire Fantasy Football.
Fantasy football. Who won last year? I don't want to talk about it. Never mind. I don't remember.
I don't remember who won.
It don't even matter. It's New Year. New Year.
New year, new draft, new teams, new players. Let's get it.
New league.
Let's get it. But we're going to start off today. Like I said, football season is back in full effect, not just NFL-wise, but college football-wise. And we're going to start this off. Matter of fact, let me grab a pen and paper so be a little bit more prepared than what we did last
year. Yeah, let me get my pen. So I got a pen right here. I was taking a couple little notes, doing a little research before we started, make sure I have my stuff. My facts straight a little bit, so I'm ready. Let's get it.
I ain't got no pen, but trust me, we gonna be more organized this year. We gonna remember who picked who.
Oh yeah, we gonna have
all this on wax. So we gonna be good. But so what we about to do? If you weren't tuning in by this time last year, we are gonna do our college football top 25 rankings. We gonna do 5 teams each week. Each week, and that's hopefully going to lead us up to the start of college football this year. So today we're going to do 25 through 21, our top 25 rankings, not looking at whatever ESPN or whoever their prediction.
ESPN be terrible most of the time, but yeah, we're going to do ours.
If it's a list from ESPN, never trust that list.
Any kind of list, I don't care what it is. Don't trust it.
Don't trust it at all.
Don't trust it.
Man, ooh. And really, I agree with most people who hate like this type of stuff, because you never know. I don't get even.
Yeah,
get, like,
why you ain't seen no games.
You ain't seen no games. You just going by
paper, basically, and last year,
and what they did last year, like you said. And
yeah,
injuries happen and players emerge, and it's a lot of factors into it. But
yeah.
It's still fun to do. So we're gonna go ahead and knock this out. So I'll go ahead and get things started.
Start us off, T.
All right. So my number 25 team coming in this college football year, I'm rolling with the Texas Longhorns out of the Big 12.
25, huh?
They lost a lot. Especially on that defense, they leading tackler Malik Jefferson. He was a third round pick, I believe, this year. Tom Herman, former offensive coordinator from the Ohio State University, got mad respect for him, and this is his second year in the program, and I feel he's gonna get things turned around this year. I mean, first year is always a little shaky. You still had a prior coaches, players in the system. But this year, in year number two, you had a full year recruiting. You got time to get your players that you want into your system. And as you've seen from his previous years, his years at Houston, how he could turn the program around. I think he can do the exact same thing at Texas. So I like Texas.
It'll be interesting to see.
I like Texas at number 25 this year.
I like them too. I actually had them. They're actually on my list. I ain't going to tell you where they are. They're on my list. For my 2015, I'm going to go with the, as far as picking between two teams, I'm going to go with the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Ooh, okay.
Number 25. I wanted to put them a little bit higher, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to just go play a little bit safe and go with them. They did lose, I believe, some receivers, or they lost some players in the draft. Mason Rudolph. Lost James Washington. Lost some good players. I just you know, still being there. They kept the what's his name kid? Mike Gundy decided to stay. You know, it's gonna be a little bit of a mix up, but you know, I still see them being in top 25, but at 25. Maybe even higher, you never know. But that's where I see them at right now.
I was a huge fan of Oklahoma State last year. I remember specifically that I picked them. This is one thing I do remember about last year's college. I picked them. I did pick them to win the Big 12 last year. That didn't happen, of course. They had a good year, but they didn't. They failed.
They ain't pulled together.
Yeah. It's still a fun year. It was still a fun year for Oklahoma State last year. And like you said, they always have an explosive offense, and I just see with Mike Gundy at coach. I think he's just going to reload this year.
I think that's a solid pick. He almost left them, man. He almost Tennessee a strong push, but Tennessee, man, their organization, administration is so messed up, man. Like, remember last year after they fired the coach, they had one coach lined up to come, and it was just a big disaster with the coaching decisions there, who they tried to hire. So I'm glad he saw what was going on over there and said, you know what, y'all, hey, get more organized for y'all to come at me, man. So he's had to stay.
Oh, man. And then I just seen this. My team, top 25, I picked Texas. And then I feel like they just suspended a sophomore linebacker, DeMarco Boyd.
Oh, man. See, I'm going to have to change my list up a little bit.
He's charged with misdemeanor assault following an altercation with a car accident. So we don't know how long he's suspended for right now, but he is not with the team at this current moment. Moving on.
Ouch.
Yeah, that definitely hurt. That definitely hurt, but I'm still sticking with Texas at 25. Number 24, I'm going to Cousins' favorite conference, SEC.
Oh, SEC. Who you got?
I'm going LSU. Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you
were
going somewhere else. Okay.
I got LSU coming at 24 this year. Now they definitely lost a lot.
They lost a lot.
Darius Geis, third best running back in SEC behind the boys over at Georgia.
Yeah.
They lost a veteran senior quarterback, Danny Etling. But I like Ed Orgeron's. I like him as a coach, and I think He can definitely rally the troops. And LSU, they always sneak up on people in the SEC.
Yeah, they do.
Like when you,
but I don't know, man. It's just weird with them. It's either a hit or a miss with them, though, man. They're either really good or they're really bad.
Really, really bad, right?
Like a hit or miss, man. And they be on top of the world, and then I see they fall off space.
They're definitely not going to be on the top of the world. I definitely see them maybe being like a 9-4 season, solid season. But I don't expect them being a top dog and come and representing the SEC in the SEC championship. So I'm rolling LSU at number 24.
All right, number 24. I'm looking at a couple of these lists on here too, and this team isn't on most of them. They're a little bit lower, but I'm gonna go with Boise State.
Ooh.
You know, they finished the year off strong last year. They had this their third straight double-digit win season. You know what I mean? So, obviously, got some goons over there. The coach is doing a great job. I'm roll with them, man. You know, I'm not sure how the schedule looking this year, but depending on who they go up against, I think if they stay away from all the big powerhouses, they're going to have a great record. You know, but if they play one and beat them and have a good record with that, they're going to, you know, Well, they tell me my higher posture on the list.
They get some respect and recognition.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it being a small conference.
Yeah, being a smaller school, you know. Yeah. Definitely they in conference games going to be the time for them, you know, really put on a show and really, like, you know, run a score up a little bit. When they play tougher teams, if they can pull out one of those wins, if they do play any this season, you know, I think it'll be a huge thing for them.
As a matter of
boost them up.
As a matter of fact, your number 24 team plays your number 25 team.
Look at that.
Week 3.
Oh, I do see that on here, yeah.
That could be
a big game.
A big game for Boise State if they can go into Oklahoma State and knock off
the Cowboys. Huge win. Oh, I like that. I'm rolling up 24. I'm rolling with Boise State.
I like that. Solid pick. I got Boise State just a step higher. I got them coming in at number 23.
Okay.
So, like I said, they got two big needs they got to fill. They lost a big time wide receiver and a big time linebacker, leader of their defense, really a linebacker who got drafted to the Dallas Cowboys. He's gonna make a huge impact with the Dallas Cowboys this year. I forget his name, but solid linebacker. And you know, Boise State is always one of those teams that's always hanging around, like you said, because they play in a smaller conference. People don't pay too much attention to them, but
to the end of the season, I mean, like 10-0, you're like, what's going on?
Right. And like I said, and Oklahoma State being their toughest game on the schedule, if they can beat them, I could see Boise State making a run, being undefeated.
Yeah, might run a table undefeated this year.
So, yeah, Boise State, number 23 for
me. 23. So, for number 23, I actually got your 25 team. We got Texas Longhorns in here. All the reasons you said, man, you know, they also had the third ranked recruiting class. So, then they got good talent coming on. So, it could be good for some years to come as well. That's why I had them in here. Last year was, you know, so-so. It could have been better. You know, also could have been worse, so you never know.
Facts.
They have some close games. They lost to SC, lost to Oklahoma last year, and I believe they lost to Oklahoma State too, right?
Yeah.
All close games, so all very close games. So, you know, all those games, or two of those games a different way, could have been a different story for them last year. So, marking with them at number 23.
Okay. Showing a lot of love to the Big 12 era.
Yeah, man, Big 12 is a pretty good conference as we can see now.
All right, well, number 22, I'm going back to Cousins' favorite conference, the SEC.
Back to the SEC. Who you got?
I'm going to SEC East this time. I'm rolling with South Carolina. Forgive me, Cousins.
Oh, what's that?
I'm rolling with the South Carolina Gamecocks this year. Coming in at number 22, Will Muschamp. Solid coach. Has been around a while. Like same thing with Tom Herman. This is his second year in South Carolina, so he's going to have a chance to get all his players, everyone he wants into the system. And last year, they started off shaky, but they finished real strong.
Yeah,
especially with that huge comeback victory over Michigan in the Outback Bowl. So
that was a good game,
man. Great game, and I think. I think they're just going to carry that momentum from that game onto this season. So I expect big things from South Carolina this year. Not saying they're going to win SEC East, cause so
right. It's going to be competitive though.
Don't hate me for saying that, but they're going to finish two or three in SEC East this year. So that's number 22 for me, South Carolina Gamecocks.
This is actually what we meet because I got the same thing. I got the Gamecocks in 2022 here. You know, you got Tennessee got a new coach this year. Also, Florida got a new coach this year, both in their first year of the program. So, you know, Will Muschamp, as you say, he did great last year. You know, he rallied his troops up, had a tough start. And it's hard to, you know, turn these young guys around and have a tough start to get really and get in a little ditch. So he turned them around, which is really a huge credit to him. You know, Jay Bentley back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he should continue to improve. So, it should be a good year for them. Yeah, they are in a tough conference. SEC ain't no joke. But, you know, I think if they'll have a solid year. Like you said, I don't understand they'll win the conference, but they'll be competitive in a conference at least, you know.
All right. So, and now we're on to number 21. Now, this team I'm about to say, they're going to move up. I should say.
They're going to be higher. You say then, huh?
Yes. This is just the start of the season, but I really loved it. I really love this kid at quarterback. Matter of fact, they got two solid quarterbacks they could play with, but I think the guy they're going to roll with would have been great last year if he didn't get hurt. My number 121 team, I got preseason, the Florida State Seminoles.
Good choice.
I was a huge fan of DeAndre Francois. I expected big things from him last year, but he got hurt in the first game against Alabama. And they had the kid, James Blackman, true freshman, come in. And he did a solid job.
Right.
Just keeping the seat warm, basically. He definitely earns a chance to compete for the starting job, but I think DeAndre Francois will edge out Blackman this year in camp.
Hmm.
They're losing a lot on defense. Their defense carried them last year while Blackman led the offense. He was inexperienced, like I said, a true freshman coming in.
Yeah.
Derwin James, they lost a ton on defense, so their defense is going to be shaky. But I think how Florida State's defense carried them last year, they kept them in ball games last year, I think their offense will be just as good this year to keep them in games, to keep them competitive. So Florida State, I'm on 21.
I got them a little higher. So for 21, I'm going to actually go with the Mississippi State Bulldogs. I'm going with them at 21. They're gonna have a great offense this year, man. They're bringing in the Penn State offensive coordinator. I forget his name, but bringing him in. He's a last year their offense was very, very high flying, very, very fast paced. Last couple of years it was. And they have some good weapons on offense. You know, Nick Fitzgerald, the quarterback, got Aries Williams at running back. They're gonna have a high power offense. So, yeah, I see them being number 21 and possibly can move up with the offenses, you know, but it's supposed to be possibly move up.
Okay, solid. All right, so just to recap, I went with Texas for my number 25 team,
mm-hmm.
LSU 24, Boise State 23, South Carolina 22, and Florida State 21.
Man, I'm already doing bad. I didn't write myself down. I'm already doing bad. Starting out terrible.
I'm trying. Look, and I barely remember that. Look, I had to type it up on Microsoft Word so I could remember.
But, I was getting ready to type mine and write mine down. I sat down like, all right, cool. Start talking to anybody.
I know you had Oklahoma State at 25.
Yeah, Oklahoma State at 24. Who did I have? See, we gotta rewind. I'm gonna go back and listen to this thing. It's on wax.
I can't stop the live right now and replay it. But
it's on wax, so we're gonna replay it. And I'm, you know, ain't gonna change though. It's gonna stay the same. So cool.
We definitely, like I said, we gonna have it all written down next week. Like I said, we should be better prepared. But you know how black folk is.
Yeah, you know how we do.
You know how we do.
Show up and get it going.
But yeah, so I'm excited to see our list as we continue to span. Hey, shout out to boy TJP down at Paul Brown Stadium. He getting ready to work, you know, music festival this weekend.
Let's get it,
cousin the Bill. I'm glad you made it safe back down to the A. And cuz is also looking. He's also potentially might come back Labor Day weekend. So
hey, I'm gonna be there Labor Day weekend. We're gonna be in there lit.
We might have to do a special Saturday weekend or something. We might have to do that.
In there Labor Day weekend. I'm being in the studio again, y'all.
So stay
tuned. Only third time, but I'm being in the studio. Y'all gonna see my face. Y'all gonna see my face.
Third time, Rand is in. Oh man! All right, before we get to NFL, I'll just touch a little bit on NBA. If y'all didn't know, Kevin Love has a new big contract.
My boy got paid.
I guess he's the future of the Cleveland Cavaliers. How many years was it? I know he got $120 million. How many years was it?
I think it was a max extension, like 4 years, 5 years.
four year deal, 120. That's what, 4 years for 120 mil.
Man, must be nice, Kevin.
Extension with the Cavs. Hey, LeBron's in, hey, LeBron's supported. He tweeted out, secure the bag.
Got you, man. I'm not mad at him at all. So now, even if he, you know, happens to get traded or something, he still got that contract, so he's good to go.
Big facts. Hey, shout out.
I'm kind of surprised Cavs even offered. I would have tried to trade him, honestly. Get some young value back, because you know we just talked about it. He turned 30 this year. Talked about it off air. I mean, he turned 30 before season start. 30 years, by the time he's 34, you ain't paying him like $30-40 million a year. So that's a lot of money.
Well, man, and well, I think the reason they didn't do that because they didn't want to go complete rebuild mode again. Because remember last time LeBron left, they didn't have nobody.
They didn't have anybody. I mean, now they have some young talent. You know, that's why I thought the trade they made midseason was so good to me. Because, I mean, I think we all knew LeBron was leaving. We all knew he was leaving.
Yeah.
So, in my mind, they traded all the old players, all the old little friends that he had come along with them. Traded those players, and he got young. And as you can see, they were still good enough to win now. They were still good enough to get to the finals there last year. And they're also still good enough to be in position to even make the playoffs next year. So, I think it'll be a great trade for them now, especially looking back at it. You know, because I already know that they have pressure to trade that pick they kept. Picked up my boy from Alabama. What's his name again?
Colin Sexton. Colin Sexton. Young Bull.
Picked up my boy Colin Sexton, you know. So, that was a good move to keep that pick. And also to trade those old players and get some young talent, you know, in there. So, they just signed up Kevin Love. Kevin Love is, you know, locked in, man. He's still, you know, a star in the league, you know. Everybody forget how good he was in Minnesota because he's playing LeBron. Like, that's my, I don't know, my biggest criticism on LeBron. And he makes everybody around him a spot up a shooter kind of sort of. So, you know, for him, it's going to be a big year for him to come out and show that he still can be that guy, you know.
Man, hey, I am a Colin Sexton fan.
Yeah, I am too.
Right now, he's my third favorite player to watch. My further player
in the whole league?
To cheer for. Like my personal player. Not to watch.
Right, so you came out the window with that one, T. There's a lot of good players, I must say. Come on, T.
Like for some reason, if the top two players, my top two players currently got career ending injuries, Sexton will be my number one guy, my favorite player.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's big, man. That's big. And he ain't that high on my list. I do like the kid, though. But my year, you already know who my guy is. My guy, B.I. That's my guy.
Oh, yeah. All right.
That's my guy. That's my favorite Laker for sure.
Man.
Favorite player in the league right now is probably still Swaggy P. Shout out Swaggy P. NBA champ. You know what it is.
Man, you see, they was clowning B.I. that one day at Summer League. Come out look with the Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Clowning them. It was kind of my guy. It's cool, though, man. You already know what it is. It's cool. He ready next year to step up. We better not trade him either, man.
And other piece of business, Atlanta. Shout out to Cuz, Atlanta Hawks. I mean, they ain't going to be good for a few years.
Long time.
But I guess, I mean, they got signed Vince Carter. As I've posted on Facebook, that's basically a move. So he'll be close to the NBA TV studio. So he can. So
that I seen that. That's definitely a move for that.
Transition.
Kind of slide over to that TV game.
Yeah, so that makes a smooth
transition.
I don't even
blame him, though, man. Vince had a nice long career. He's a legend, NBA legend still to this day. You know, shout out to Vince. That's the only way I see him making that move is because he want to be close to the studio or something. Because, I mean, they're going to be terrible. So, unless he want to, like, mentor some young guys, he'll have a lot of young guys. Maybe that's his thing now. He went to Sacramento last year. Maybe he wants to mentor niggas around the league, you know, kind of mentor and send his mark on these young guys. He's good, too. You know, these young guys need guidance. You know, it's hard to be 19, 20, 21, and throw millions of dollars, you know, especially in Atlanta. Man.
And one more thing before we hop in and talk about NFL. The Atlanta Hawks are doing the same thing the Falcons are doing. They're lowering their concession prices. So,
oh, they are.
They're trying to get more fans to attend more Hawks games. Here's a little breakdown here. The cheapest thing they can buy, you can buy a bag of chips for $1.
Oh, that's weird.
Candy, pretzels, bottled water will be $2. fries, hot dogs, nachos, pops will be $3. Slice of pizza, bottomless popcorn, bottomless soda, $4. And you can get a small...
Bottomless popcorn?
Yeah, for $4.
Oh, wow.
And then you can get a small domestic beer for $5. So...
Wow, that's actually not bad, man. I don't know why concession prices are so high. That's so they know they, the people that come to the events have no choice but to buy it if they want to get something. That's why, but I don't understand people continue to buy that stuff. Like, when I go somewhere, I make sure I'm well.
Make sure you eat before
I go.
Yeah, you got to.
All right, you got to smuggle some snacks in there. Cause I ain't buying nothing there. I don't care how much money I got. I'm not spending no money in there.
And I ain't mad at the house. I mean, you need some. I mean, Trae Young's not won't be enough to fill butts and seats, so while people there, you might as well
punch those prices, man. Some money better than no money.
Right. Big facts. All right, jumping back to football. We're gonna make the NFL. We're gonna do this weekly. We're gonna break down each division in the National Football League. This week we're gonna start with the AFC East. And A few teams surprised us in the AFC East last year. Although the Patriots ultimately ended up winning division as they always do.
But the Bills
and Dolphins, they hung around a lot longer than expected last year.
The Bills made the playoffs.
Facts. Had a good shot of winning the playoffs. So
yeah, that's huge for them, man. That's huge.
So I mean, I predict the Patriots they're going to win the division again.
Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer. Anybody who pick anybody at the end of the team in this division, y'all must be diehard fans or y'all stupid. The Patriots. They ain't getting no worse. They're getting older, but they ain't getting no worse.
Yeah, I mean, especially regular season, don't bet against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Yeah, don't. I mean, if you want to go, you know, Buffalo, I would, you know, see why, but I wouldn't even do that, man. It's the Patriots.
Nah, I wouldn't. I mean,
can't go wrong, man. They lost Tyrod Taylor, but
they got back up AJ McCarron.
Yeah, they got AJ McCarron, so he might come out and be a baller. You know,
but right now, I mean, I'm hearing reports he's not even like the front runner for the job. Like the kid they drafted,
Josh Allen,
yeah.
Wow.
So
hey, shout out Josh Allen.
So McCarron might be come in and be in the same exact situation.
Man, he was in salty, bro. You know how salty I'd be. You pick a team to go to, and then you go there, and they bring a rookie in, and he beat you off the starting job. Dog, I'd be salty.
Big salty, man. But what do you think about? I wish Doc was here because, you know, he was a huge fan of this guy last year for some reason. But the Dolphins, they no longer have Jay Cutler.
Oh, yeah, man. That guy.
Man, I don't know why he...
He getting that reality TV money, yeah. That's what he doing. He got the show he got. I've seen a little clips of it. I might be planning on watching it, but I've seen a little clips of it. Look like he, you know, back to being good old Jay Cutler who don't care about nothing.
Man.
Dolphins—they're gonna be trash, bro.
I think they'll finish last in AFC.
Yeah, easily last. They lost Jarvis Landry.
Jarvis Landry,
And Dominguez is gone.
Yep.
Like
Julius Thomas, like
you putting all your trust in Ryan Tannehill? Okay, good luck. good luck. He's gonna get killed this year.
But they did make a few nice moves. I mean, I forgot they did get Danny Amendola. They steal him from.
Okay. You got Ryan Tannehill passing the ball. What good is that going to do?
Well, that's true. They did get a solid veteran though, Frank Gore, a running back.
Oh yeah, I like Frank Gore.
Robert Quinn, a solid defensive end, and then they drafted the safety from Alabama, Minka Fitzpatrick. So. If Tannehill can just live up to can just play average, above average.
It'd be like a C quarterback. He'd be all right.
I mean, yeah, I can see
they'll be
seven and nine, eight and eight. If he can play respectable.
Yeah, I'm like, max seven wins. They're not getting 8 wins. I'm leaning towards 5 or 6.
Sorry, so you got the Dolphins being the butt of the dead
last.
So who you got third?
Jets or Bills? Yeah, it's a tough one. I'm gonna go. see.
I think I'm going Bills being third.
I want to go Bills, but I kind of want to go Jets too, man. I'm gonna go Bills though. I'm gonna go Bills third.
I don't know what their quarterback situation is.
So. I don't know if they're gonna do it, quarterback. I mean, Adrian McCarron, he ain't no scrub. Josh Allen, you know, he got a chance to be something. He played pretty good in college, but he played at that small school, man. So it's like, I don't know, man.
Right, and honestly, from what I seen from him last year, he didn't really like do nothing that stood out for me last year.
Yeah, and I watched a lot of film, like a lot of like pre-draft stuff, and he didn't look. Like, I was like, oh, man, this guy's going to be a dog. I was just like, all right, he can throw the ball.
Right.
I mean, he's a quarterback. He should be able to throw the ball. He's a quarterback. It wasn't nothing like, you know, nothing really caught my eye. But their defense is going to be, they should be pretty good. So they might be able to keep them, you know, in game.
Yeah. They always have a solid defense. Even though they did lose leading tackler Preston Brown. He's now since
Yeah, shout out Preston.
He's now back in the city. But, I think this is going to be a big workload year for Shady McCoy again.
Yeah,
I think they're going to rely heavy on LeSean McCoy, who's 29, who's that's old for NFL.
That's running old back. Running back, man. That's old. You know, once he's got retiring at 30 now.
Right. Matter of fact, DeMarco Murray just retired a few weeks
ago.
Yeah,
I've seen that. And God forbid Shady get hurt. If he get hurt, it's over.
Man, so I mean,
the offense is down the drain. Because I mean, if you go with AJ McCarron or if you go with Justin, they're gonna be basically first year quarterbacks.
Yeah,
AJ McCarron ain't never been a starting quarterback. So
unless you want to go with Nate Peterman, remember what happened last year when he benched Tyrod for Nate Peterman that one game.
Yeah,
and that
was
team. He threw five interceptions in the first half.
Five picks in the first half, man. It was like he set Tyrod out for what?
Right. For this? And honestly, I believe if they didn't make the playoffs, I think that would have cost him his job.
Oh yeah, definitely, bro, definitely. So yeah, with all the up in the air, you know, with the Buffalo Bills, I'm gonna have to go because quarterback is very important. And you're picking between two guys that don't have a heavy NFL workload, so that has a resume to look off of. So I'll agree with that. I'm probably gonna be third in the division. So second by default.
All right, second by default, the New York Jets. And I'm excited.
Yeah,
this might be a biased pick for me. I'm pulling for my former quarterback. I'm mad we let him go. But I'm
man, your boy, it's your boy here.
Yeah, hey, Teddy Bridgewater. Hopefully he can win out the starting QB job. They got a lot of them up there.
See. Yeah, they have, like, what, three up to date there considering they just drafted Sam Darnold.
Which, never trust USC quarterbacks at all.
Nah, man.
All of them. If you look at it, other than Carson Palmer, all USC quarterbacks has been trash in the NFL.
Trash, man. Who's been the best NFL quarterback? I mean, the best USC quarterback ever.
Carson Palmer?
Played in NFL. It's ever?
Yeah.
That's not a high bar to beat, man. Right. Yeah, he had a few glory years, so, but that's not a very high bar to beat.
I mean,
he the best ever.
I mean, just at the top of my list. I mean, you got Palmer, Matt Leinart.
Matt Leinart, trash. Sanchez, terrible.
Trash.
Butt fumble.
Matt. With the Jets, by the way.
Right.
Matt Barkley, back up with the Bengals.
Oh, he was
trash.
Terrible, too, man. He's supposed to be something, too. He's supposed to be the next one.
They thought he was.
Like, coming out, he was the guy. He was the next big thing at quarterback coming out.
Here's one name that people might forget, and his name fits, John David Booty. He was trash.
Oh, yeah, he was Booty, for sure.
Man, trash. So I think Sam Darnold is going to fall right in line, and you've seen in the bowl game against Ohio State, I mean, Ohio State has a top defense, and Sam Darnold, he folded.
Yeah.
He folded.
NFL defense, and he did not play NFL quarterback.
Man. So Darnold's going to, I think, if they named Darnold the starter for the Jets, then this
list. We start long.
Yeah, and this list I might change the list. I might have to swap
the
Jets and Dolphins if Darnold becomes the quarterback.
Nah, I'm about to swap. I'm about to move the Jets to last, move the Bills up to second, and then you got to put Dolphins right there third
by default. But I do like the Terrell Pryor pickup though.
Yeah, TP, he a baller for sure.
And like I said,
I love TP.
I'm praying for the Bridgewater to Pryor connection. So that's the only reason why I got the Jets at number two. And they always been a solid. Their defense has been solid. Been very respectful. All right. So by the
at least number one.
Oh, we already know number one.
New England Patriots.
Man, been the constant for the past year. Although they lost, like I said, lost Danny Amendola. They lost their defensive coordinator.
Doesn't even matter.
Brandon Cooks, Malcolm Butler, Deion Lewis. I mean,
doesn't even matter, man. It's the Patriots. They're gonna plug somebody else in and keep it moving.
As long as
Tom Brady is turning 41 this year, though, it's crazy.
Facts. But as long as they got that, as long as they got number 12 as backup, and Bill Belichick on the side, and Gronk at tight end,
number one, as East, guaranteed. As long as they're all healthy, they should go number one, no problem.
Matter of fact, who's the backup in New England? Is it still Brian Hoyer?
Man, good question.
I think it's because like you said, Brady is he's gonna be 41 this year, and
he turned 41.
And I mean, Brett Favre, he had that one great year at 40. Then he tried to come back that second year, and it was no
man, it was terrible.
And if Brady did suffer a terrible injury and missed a lot of time,
yeah, if he messed around and like if he has a serious injury at this point, he's about to retire because it's over.
Yeah, they have Brian Hoyer. And
looking right now, wow.
And rookie quarterback Danny Etling from LSU. So yeah, they better hope.
Yep, Brady go out. Season over.
Season's over. Which means, by default, if Brady goes there,
man, this throws the whole conference away. I mean, he's throwing the whole division away.
Throw the whole AFC East away.
Throw the whole division away, dog. If he go out, division's gone. The whole division goes with him. They still got Rex Burkhead, too. Shout out Rex Burkhead.
Man, that's why
the one. I forgot all about that boy.
And they drafted, they picked up all the Bengals. I forgot they got Jeremy Hill, too.
Yeah.
They drafted Sonny Michel out of Georgia, Jordan Matthews.
They made some smart little moves, man.
You know, New England, they always stay, make a sneaky moves.
Yeah.
Finding these guys working at grocery stores and turn out to be.
Yeah, Pro Bowlers.
Right. All right, so you got the Patriots. You got the Patriots winning the AFC East.
Sure.
What will be a good solid record for the Patriots? I'll go 11-5.
I'm going to go 12-4.
12-4.
Right, yeah, I think it'll go 12-4. 11-5 is fair. Maybe around it somewhere. More than I say. Plus, they're going to be 11 or higher wins.
All right, if I'm going to pull up their
schedule. I don't see them winning less than 11 games.
I'll pull up their schedule right quick. They play the entire NFC North. And they're playing the...
Oh, well, they got the Redskins, get the Eagles, Panthers, Giants, Texans, Jaguars, Lions.
Well, no, that's preseason.
Dolphins,
that's preseason when they play.
Oh, they're looking at preseason tripping.
They open up against the Texans, which Deshaun Watson is coming back.
Oh, he back too, huh? They got what, Texans, Jags, Lions, Dolphins. That's automatic dub. Got the Colts in here. Angelo backed on.
Hopefully.
He's looking straight. I saw videos today I'm throwing. He wasn't throwing on long balls. It was like, 15, 20 yards. But, hey, better than all we saw last year, for real. Got the Bears in here, automatic dub. Yeah, they're going to win at least 11 games this year. I'm stick with 12-4.
Yeah, the teams I see them struggling against big time. They stumble against, but they still got a good shot to win. They can stumble against Jacksonville because
defense legit. Man. Defense serious.
Aaron Rodgers, which I can't wait for that.
That's going to be a good one, man.
Which
that's for my cousin's birthday too.
I would not be mad if this year it's an Aaron Rodgers Tom Brady Super Bowl.
Yeah, I would love that.
And then they struggle against my Vikings.
I knew you were gonna say that. I knew that was coming.
I mean,
I knew that was coming.
I mean,
that's realistic.
And then the stroke, then.
But it's in New England, dog.
We'll be all right. I mean, we.
That's a dub.
No, nah, we'll be all right. Hopefully, Kirk Cousins lives up to the hype. We'll break down the NFC North here in a few weeks. And last thing, yeah. They stroke against it's Steelers.
At Pittsburgh.
And then for some whatever reason, they always struggle against the Bills and Jets because you know they play on twice a year.
They got the Chiefs too. That's in New England. They're probably going, that's a dub.
Yeah,
not. I'm trying to find games for them to lose, but it's not that many on here. It's not that many on this schedule.
They're going to split against the Bills. They're going to lose one, not to the Bills. They're going to lose one to the Jets. Like the Jets are just going to be that one week. The Jets are going to be like unbelievably good.
Yeah, all the balls out there were.
Yeah, so I think they'll lose
possible, one possible.
Against the Jets. I think they're going to lose to my Vikings. I think Aaron Rodgers will outduel Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a loss. Well, that's the whoever gets the ball last. So I'm going to go with that one. I ain't going to call it until we get closer to the actual game, but it's going to be a good game. Hopefully both teams are full. Well, of course, they're going to be a full health, but hopefully both teams are, you know, healthy enough to where it's going to be like, all right, good game. That's a little bit later in the season, too.
But, yeah, I agree for the most part, 11-plus wins. 11-plus wins for the
Tom
Brady and the New England Patriots. Now, I agree with you because Ty Bowles, coach of the New York Jets, he is on the hot seat this year.
Yeah, he is. And the coach of the Dolphins is too, man. He's going to get fired after this year. I'm calling it now. They're going to be terrible. He's getting fired.
And I mean, and then Tannehill was gone, will be gone as well after this year if he doesn't show improvement.
Yeah, for sure. He should be. They shipping out Jarvis Landry. They should be shipping out him.
Big fact. Well, one more thing I forgot to touch while we talk about NBA, man. Did you see the disrespect they showed Melo in 2K rating, dog?
Is that real?
I think that's real, bro.
I don't think it's real, bro.
I
hope it ain't real. That's real. He got to at least be in the 70s or 80s. Like, at least low 80s, man. Low 80s. Like 81 or something.
I hope.
If you ain't seen the picture, you got him at 67.
That's 67. Like, come on, bro. Like.
I think it's fake, man. That's real, man.
Okay. Right now. All right. I just checked. It is fake.
Oh, okay, cool. What do you do? Do you got a real rating for?
Yeah, I'm on 2K's officially 2K ratings website. Melo is an 80 this year.
Okay, see, so I was thinking right there somewhere high 80s, high 70s, low 80s. I would get like 81, 82, but yeah.
All right,
cool.
All right, man, because I was really about to say
that. Yeah, I was mad at those
bills,
bro.
If that was real.
I would have had to boycott 2K this year. That was real. I'm there, so I would have to boycott. I mean, I only play it for like 3 months anyway, but I had to boycott it.
Okay. All right. They gave your boy B.I. 80. He the second highest Laker
behind
Bron, obviously.
Let's get it, B.I. We already know what's good, bro. They sent him 87 like they made Tatum, though, man. I don't care what you're talking about, man. You make my guy at least 85, man. Come on. See the potential, man. See the game. He can play make. He can shoot it a little bit. He dunking on dudes. Come on, bro. Being up KD at half court. Let's go, bro. My guy ready, bro. I'm ready.
Lonzo, 78.
He dropped. He last year he was 80, wasn't he?
Yep. And they gave Kuzma 70. I think Kuzma should be 80.
Where he at, 78?
Yeah, Kuzma 80. I mean,
78.
Kuz
should be 80.
He should be 80.
Kuz is mad, though. He's mad. He was saying he should be up there with Donovan Mitchell, though. He should be up there. But he should be at least 80.
Hey.
At least 80. I think Zoe, man, they playing Zoe. I mean, only thing he can't do is shoot. Everything else he does, like, almost elite level. That's what I don't understand. Like, you do everything else good, but you're not a pure scorer. You get docked for that.
Right.
He's a point guard. I don't understand, man. I don't understand that. He got a lot of haters out there, though, man. Shout out to Zoe.
Well, his dad don't make it any. Like, that's the only reason they dislike him, because his dad. That's the only reason.
That's why they hate him. His daddy.
Obviously, Bron's the highest, 98, and Steph and KD tied a second with 96. No, Steph, KD, and James Harden, all 96.
96s?
Yeah.
Shout out Brown. He Laker now. You know, we got a rep.
Yeah.
Guy in 98.
I'm just gonna let it be what it is. I mean, LeBron's a Laker. I mean, I'm a Lakers fan, so I just got support.
I'm gonna support my team no matter what. I don't care who on the squad. I'm gonna support them.
But don't,
last year, I know I backed off on the LeBron hate as much. When I was younger, when he was younger, I was hit on heavy. I didn't care what he was hating on.
Facts. High school. But now, you know,
high school, I was hating on. I didn't care. But now I'm more mature. I'm older now. I appreciate it. I always appreciated his game. But now I'm just showing my appreciation to him. Even last year, but even before he became a Laker, I was already like respecting his game. And still critique him. But now, you know, now he's a Laker, I'm going to critique him even more because, you know, we demand greatness. Like, I don't care. I was hard on Kobe. I'm going to be just as hard on LeBron, if not harder.
Facts. But
I demand greatness, bro. Like, you want to be the GOAT? Be the GOAT then, dude. Like, you got every tool in the book. Like, be the GOAT. I'm ready.
But don't get it twisted. You will not see me rocking a LeBron jersey.
Never.
A LeBron never. 23 Lakers shirt, nothing.
Not wearing no LeBron Laker gear ever.
Not at all.
I don't care. I would never do it unless you're on a shirt with Kobe and Shaq or Kobe and like all Laker greats.
Yeah.
I might wear it, but if it's just solo LeBron Laker stuff, I'm not wearing that. Nope. I'm cool. Like, yeah, man. You bring us like 5 rings, you might get some consideration. Until then, I'm not even looking your way, bro.
Just go on, do what you do and get us at least one championship, bro.
Yeah, get us one.
At least one. But with that being said, that's down to the wire 513. You got anything else you want to touch on? Oh, hold on. Before we wrap this up, shout out to Robert Easter Jr. this week, man. He got a big fight this weekend coming up against Mikey Garcia.
Let's get it.
It's gonna be a fight. It's on Showtime this week. Fight out of L.A. He's from Toledo, but you know he's under AB's camp. Met him before. Cool dude. So shout out
to, for the city. They're for the state of Ohio.
Yeah, shout out to Money Man. Go ahead and get that strap from Mikey Garcia.
Know what it is.
And I will say this: if Easter beats the dude AB couldn't beat, AB got destroyed by.
He's gonna be on the map for sure.
Hey, the sky gonna be the limit for Robbie. So make sure y'all tune in this Saturday. Showtime. Fight start at 10:00 Eastern time. So, but with that being said, you got anything else to add, Fly Man?
Nothing else, man. Another episode. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Appreciate y'all tuning in. Like I said,
be on the lookout for us. You know what it is. You back.
We will be back full staff next week. Doc will be back in the building next week. Cuz I already know you ready to let Doc have it in the comments.
You might
need Cuz to call in. And
we need this conversation to happen. Man, you might have to call in. I need to hear words. I need to hear your words, man.
we need this conversation. Cuz
I need this.
Because you came to Doc's homes. City, and he didn't show up.
Yeah, Josh, he and Doc ducking you, bro, because he's ducking you.
So, all right, with that being said, we'll see y'all next week. Back at full staff. That's Down to Wire 513. Peace.
It's the one and only Digo Double G. Snoop Dogg. You know I'm hopping with the D-R-E.
Yeah. You know the West Coast is back for all you suckers.
Yeah, I'm burning it up. DPGC, you should be turning it up. CBT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Cuz homies, thug homies, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my girl up. When she crept in the back door, chickens looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this mother, just a swing in my hair. Trick, quit talking, crip walk if you down with the set. Take a for some grip and take this on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if you happen to get cracked, trick, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the one and only D.R.E. Dr. Dre, Lil Buck. You know
rolling with the D-O-double-G. Straight off them killer streets of CPT. King up the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Hood, whoop the veal, rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop. What? Dream Snoop hitting cumblers in the light. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Clipping all the amps, dipping through hood. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central out to the west side. It's California love, it's California. Got your boy a gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on. Locust on for the 2-0-0. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up, hey. For my ass who be thinking we soft, we don't play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up, hey. For my ass who be acting too bold, take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode, hey. Smoke weed every day.